Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After Presidents Biden and Putin talked about the escalating tensions near the eastern border of Ukraine, Biden reiterated a show of force to protect the Ukraine from Russian forces is not on the table. The
United States is going to unilaterally use force to confront Russia invading Ukraine is not in the cards right now.
Lindsey Graham on Fox News responds.
The reason that these troops are on the border is they're testing Biden. I think after Afghanistan, he put in motion bad guys trying to test him at every turn.
Leaders have announced Australia, the United Kingdom, and Canada will join the United States in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. The arsonist who allegedly torched the Fox News Christmas tree was freed after his arraignment Wednesday night because his charges were not eligible for bail under a new liberal reform law in New York City. USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
One of the peaceful protesters on January 6 was put into solitary confinement by the U.S. government for nearly 1 year.
Jacob Chansley has been in solitary confinement for almost 11 months, and he was recently sentenced to 41 months in prison for his peaceful involvement in the January 6 protest. Jacob did not cause any violence. He listened to officers, and he was let into the building by Capitol Hill police.
The moment that people really understand what it is that I'm saying is not just a quote-unquote conspiracy theory, but that these things are true, then people will end up pulling the thread on the sweater and the ugly underbelly of the bureaucratic establishment in D.C. and abroad will be revealed.
Video from inside of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th shows Jake complying with police and urging others to be peaceful. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gary Sinise Foundation Snowball Express serves the children and surviving spouses of fallen military heroes. They are committed to support that holds space to honor their fallen heroes while also helping create new memories as they move forward. Mr. Sinise on Fox News Thursday morning says Snowball Express is going virtual again this year.
We're going virtual again. We have a wonderful show. It's a day-long event, so we prepare this day-long event with lots of things going on. Big opening that actually was shot at Disney. We have my band closing the show. It's a day-long event. It starts in the morning for the kids. We're going to have over 2,000 of our Snowball Gold Star families tuning in. So many children. Lots of fun things for them to do throughout the day. They can click on this and click on that and go to this room and go to that room, and there's all kinds of activities throughout the day. All kinds of special guests tuning in to send messages of support to them. Lots of entertainment. It's going to be a fun, fun day for the families, and really it's an opportunity for them to kind of, you know, come together as well. What's so special about Snowball Express is that you have all these Gold Star families from all over the country And they come together as one big giant family. They all the kids see that they're not alone in what they're going through.
If you can help, GarySinisFoundation.org. Last Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there, including all these great interviews of the archive of just experts in their respective fields, you know, talking about the topics that you're interested in. These, you know, you want to say kitchen table topics that you're talking about, at least you can be more informed than relying on 8-second sound bites. I've got a real treat for you. I've got Dr. Baron Bell with us. Dr. Bell is a professor of art and design at Liberty University and George Fox University. And his new book, Dominion, which is quite the pictorial, and I'll let him describe it to you, is Dr. Bell's first attempt of taking one of the most compelling accounts from the Bible and bringing it to the life for a new generation through sci fantasy allegory. Dr. Bell, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Well, the name of this this book is Dominion, The Fall of the House of Saul. This is Volume 1, which by its title leads us to believe that there are more volumes to come, right?
Absolutely. Well, as long as okay. The Bible lives, so, there are stories to tell.
Yes, exactly. Well, and this one here, we're talking the House of Saul with the book Dominion. And so tell us about the book.
Well, Dominion is our take on the story of King Saul in 1 Samuel, but we translate it in a kind of a science fiction / fantasy context, mm-hmm. and we change all the characters to anthropomorphic characters, so it's all animals and space, and we call it Star Wars Beats Narnia.
I was going to say this is so cool. In looking at this, the illustration, everything about it is quite innovative.
Thank you very yeah. much. Well, I mean, we live in a very visual society right now, and we know that, you know, if a kid is going to pick up a Bible, he or she has to find something that they can relate to, and mm-hmm. A lot of kids read comic books, and a lot of kids they love Marvel or DC or, you know, some type of fantasy movie. So we wanted to throw all that stuff into a beautiful collection of stories derived directly from the Bible, but, mm-hmm. you know, kind of put our little spin on it.
Exactly. And it's not that your intent was to replace the Bible, but to, in a sense, open these young minds and give them a delivery system that they're used to. I mean, something like this is very natural for them, the way you're presenting it with this kind of creative, you know, bent, so to speak. And the thing that I see happening is the kids who are exposed to Dominion and go, oh, wow, okay, this is, this is the Word of God, this is about the Bible, and then when they really do a comparative of what you've done in Dominion with the Word of God itself, this is going to be quite a revelation for them, isn't it?
Well, yeah, absolutely. A lot of kids, you know, they will readily gravitate towards TikTok, towards YouTube, towards television, and they're watching cartoons all the time, and they're watching movies all the time, and they love, you know, Power Rangers or whatever is out there right now.
Right.
And so
exactly.
we wanted to give that kind of feel to the book so that kids, whether they're Christian or not, can just have a good reading experience. But then, you know, we have little markers in the book that take us directly to the correlating Bible verses. And then we have a study guide at the end. So it's, you know, something for everybody.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Dr. Bell, did you always know that you wanted to be an artist?
Yeah. I'm one of those kids who drew on the walls at home.
I was gonna say, put the crayons down. We've got enough.
Yeah. My mom couldn't. She didn't know what to do with me. But, you know, eventually she kind of, and this is a good lesson to all the parents out there. If you see that your kid is drawing on the wall, chances are you have an artist on your hands.
Yes.
So give them what they need, sketchbooks, you know, paint,
exactly.
whatever, clay. And yes, my mom and my father really indulged my artistic side.
Well, that's good. Well, you know, I've often said that creative people need a canvas. And
yeah.
they will find one, no matter where. And a canvas can, you know, of course, be manifest in so many different ways. Like you said, it could be the living room wall, inappropriate
yeah.
areas, possibly, because you cannot help but express your God-given talent. And thank God that your parents encouraged that. What was it about comic books? Was comic books was something of interest even as an early age for you?
Well, yeah, my oldest brother started this kind of a love for comics because he came home and he brought a box full of comics.
Mm.
And these were bargain bin books, but there were, you know, like 100 of them. And so I binged, well, back then
oh,
I was binging all the comic books in a day. And, and I've been a fan ever since.
Wow, incredible. Tell us about Terminus Media, your publishing company.
Sure. Terminus Media is a faith and family-friendly publisher. We're starting out with comics and graphic novels, but we're expanding to animation. We have audio dramas. We have a great Jesus audio drama called End of Darkness. And eventually we're going to be doing film and animation. But graphic novels is a great place to start. We used to be a secular comic book publisher, but we found out that, you know, that is comic book companies don't really make a ton of money and there's a whole lot of competition. And another thing is we were just, as Christians, myself and the owner, Mark Stansel, we found that we were compromising a lot of our morals. When we were doing the same thing everyone else was doing of violence and objectifying women and all that. And, you know, one day we just both came to kind of like this come to Jesus moment, literally.
Yes.
Said, you know, what
right.
are we doing here? We've got to honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through our work. Mm-hmm. And we did. And in 2020, we just completely flipped the script and changed our business model, lost the money doing it. But, you know, to the praise of God, you know, we're being blessed 10 times over in many different
exactly.
ways.
Well, and you consider the market, you know, the universe itself of Christian kids that are hungry, you know, for this kind of entertainment. And here it is. It's in many ways an untapped market, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and I'll even challenge you. It's not just Christian kids. It's just kids in general who they're seeking something clean, but they're not getting it. And you know, it's sad because, you know, Satan has kind of taken over that space, but we're here to take it
yes.
back. And there's no reason why, you know, you can't have good quality, family-friendly material sitting on the shelf right next to, you know, a Spider-Man or a Batman. And, you know, we've had a lot of comments from Christians and non-Christians, both just really praising the quality of our work.
Exactly. And it does speak for itself. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, when you, if you have not been exposed to Dominion and gotten one of the graphic novels, boy, you look at the illustrations in that, they're just absolutely gorgeous and high quality. And, you know, to the honor of God himself, I mean, this is a great representation of, you know, the character of God and what he represents. We've got more from Dr. Bell after this. Stay with us.
This winter, with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Well, you got to listen to what Barry Cook, the director of Disney's Mulan, had to say about Dominion. He said, in the gorgeous pages of its fictionalized universe, Dominion delivers a compelling cosmic tale that speaks to every heart longing for divine truth. Did I also mention that it's a ton of fun? Oh, that's a great endorsement, Dr. Bell.
Yeah, we really appreciate Barry and his ministry, and we just had a Facebook Live event that we did a couple weeks ago with him and some other artists as well. And so it's just been a pleasure to meet other Christians who are really crushing it in this industry, and we're doing really great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an encouragement to people who think that, everything that's artistic or out of Hollywood is so secularized. But, even the Hollywood, rainmakers are realizing that product that appeals to families, that is wholesome, is actually, churning a higher level of profit per effort compared to, these X and R rated movies, are just, it costs them so much to produce. And at the end of the day, there's very little return by comparison, right?
Yeah, 100%. Because if you look at the heart of it, the reason why there are such blockbuster, family friendly movies, even cartoons, even Disney cartoons, whatever, is because of the repeat viewership, the repeat customer,
yes,
coming back to the movie theater or watching it, or you have kids who really love these characters and they just want to watch them over and over and over again. And so, that's kind of like the secret sauce right there. Mm-hmm. And I wish the rest of Hollywood would figure it out.
Well, until then, we'll continue to, pray for your efforts and, keep an eye on the ongoing episodes of Dominion. Based on 1 Samuel, Dominion, Fall of the House of Saul, is biblically inspired fantasy space opera graphic novel. It's a series created by you, Dr. Baron Bell. Through his artwork, Dr. Bell reimagines the biblical story of King Saul, David, and Goliath in a universe full of drama, space, battles, and anthropomorphic animals. Dominion currently has 3 chapters included, each packed with an exciting story. Why did you start with Saul as your first project?
Because David's been done and done and done. Saul is a much more complicated character. I wanted to kind of dispel some myths and misconceptions about Saul. Saul was not this maniacal man. He actually was just a man, just like all of us, who have frailties, who have good intentions, but sometimes just don't have the tools to execute those good intentions. And so, and then of course I wanted to bring his family into it, and so to see what happens when a father like that. What happens to the rest of the family? Mm-hmm. The other Prince Jonathan, who seeks his father's approval. You have the princess who really wants to be more than just a princess. And you have the queen who's holding everything together behind the scenes. Sounds like a family to me.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Kind of a dysfunctional family, but it's mm-hmm. a family, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and you think of the story of Saul, what comes to mind here is this is the first king.
Yeah.
The people were crying out for a king. They didn't want God anymore. They wanted someone like themselves, right?
That's right.
And God warned them going into it, going, okay, be careful what you ask for. And, and I think even today in modern America, God gives us what we ask for. And so at that time, here it is. The people got what they asked for. And, how do you like him now?
Well, yeah, this is a good metaphor for mm-hmm. our life today. That's what the Bible
yes.
does. The Bible is a mirror that we can mm-hmm. hold up to ourselves. And, I wish more people would actually read the Bible. That's one of the reasons why we did this book in the first place. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're comic book artists, we're storytellers, and we want to tell good stories, but we really want to get people reading the Bible again.
Yeah.
And,
without a doubt.
So make the Bible great again.
Yes, exactly. No, I agree. Well, and all the research, Barna has done extensive research, other research companies, and it's clear people who read the Bible are more fulfilled. They're more joyful and happy in their life existence. And that's not to say that everything's all roses and rainbows. That's not it.
Right.
Because we will all deal with travails, but it's how we choose to deal with those travails. And I don't know how someone does this without God. Because it all, at the end of the day, as you go through these travails, you got to have some hope to get you to the other side. If not, then you despair, you check out, and look what's happening. I mean, we've got suicide amongst our teenagers at record levels now, Dr. Bell. I mean, this is heartbreaking to think that our kids are dying because they're losing hope, and they're losing hope because they're not engaged with the hope giver, right?
Yeah, and we have to get our youth, man. We have to get our youth because that's our future. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're losing the battle with them. And so that's why we wanted to do material that can reach out to the youth in this generation and reintroduce them or introduce them to a way of thinking that's going to be very beneficial to them. Mm-hmm. Reading the Bible or even getting into this book, which will be maybe the only Bible some kids will even read. It definitely is something that God has put on our hearts to do as our ministry to his culture.
And that's what I appreciate about your heart, is that this is about all the kids. You know, this is about all of God's creation. He doesn't want anyone to slip away. He doesn't want anyone to not enjoy eternal life with him. This is God's heart. And so I appreciate what you and the team are doing here in putting this out there, that hopefully this will inspire kids. Yes, okay, you're getting the Bible here, and maybe it will inspire you to go deeper, because I know that's what happened for me and probably for you as well. You begin to taste a little bit from the banquet table, and you go, wow, this is pretty good. You know, what else is around here, you know?
Yeah, it's the only way for me. And this is what I was telling the publisher, I'm like, if we can't do this for Jesus, I don't want to do it. You know, I already have a great job at Liberty University. I could just do that. But, you know, thank God he saw the vision and, you know, the whole team at Terminus is just such, they're all soldiers. We're all soldiers in the Army, and we love what we're doing. And by the way, we have a bi-monthly Bible study too that we do called the Dominion Graphic Novel Bible Study. And so we're trying to build up a base of people to just kind of connect, you know, through the comic as fans, but also, you know, reading the Bible and seeing how this stuff relates to our everyday lives. And so,
that is so cool.
It's a great ministry. We have a TikTok influencer who has millions of viewers, and it's just a great time.
Mm-hmm. Well, besides the Bible, what else inspired the story and arc behind Dominion?
Oh man, Star Wars. Star Wars, man. I mean, I was one of those few people, and I'm dating myself, but I saw the first Star Wars in the movie theater.
I was right with you. I'm fully engaged. Okay, well, I get it. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. So I'm not the only old one here. So that's lived with me. I've been a lifelong lover of science fiction. And I'm like, you know, why? I know Christians have not really embraced science fiction for some reason, and maybe there's some valid reasons for it, but I don't see why not. There's great stories that can be told through that method and through that genre. So anything that's dealing with sci-fi, Star Trek, you know, Dune, whatever, I love all of it. And then, of course, I like fantasy, too. C.S. Lewis, Chronicles of Narnia, Lord of the Rings. So all that stuff is kind of like a hodgepodge that has been put into Dominion.
Well, Dr. Baron Bell, how can people participate and find out more about Dominion? We got about 25 seconds left.
Everything can be found at www.terminusmedia.com, TERMINUS media.com. You can find all of our books, Bible studies, events, everything that we're doing.
Well, Dr. Bell, this is outstanding. Congratulations to you and the team. May God continue to multiply his blessings to you and your ministry. You take care.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After Presidents Biden and Putin talked about the escalating tensions near the eastern border of Ukraine, Biden reiterated a show of force to protect the Ukraine from Russian forces is not on the table. The
United States is going to unilaterally use force to confront Russia invading Ukraine is not in the cards right now.
Lindsey Graham on Fox News responds.
The reason that these troops are on the border is they're testing Biden. I think after Afghanistan, he put in motion bad guys trying to test him at every turn.
Leaders have announced Australia, the United Kingdom, and Canada will join the United States in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. The arsonist who allegedly torched the Fox News Christmas tree was freed after his arraignment Wednesday night because his charges were not eligible for bail under a new liberal reform law in New York City. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
Breaking news here, the FDA has approved a new treatment option for people living with chronic myeloid leukemia. Dr. Jorge Cortez, the director of Georgia Cancer Center, Cecil F. Whitaker Jr., GRA, eminent scholar chair in cancer, and a patient who enrolled in the clinical trial that led to the approval of this new treatment. Fred is going to be telling us about this as well. Just to give you kind of a round number here, 1.2 to 1.5 million people are currently living with CML worldwide, representing approximately 15% of all leukemia cases. Dr. Cortez, tell us about CML. What exactly is it?
CML is a cancer of the blood. It's a disease where there's a unique abnormality in the chromosomes, specifically chromosomes number 9 and number 22. They exchange a little piece of their material. This is what we call the Philadelphia chromosome, and that creates an abnormal gene, an abnormal protein that gives the cells in the bone marrow an abnormal signal to continue growing uncontrolled, and that's why patients have very high white cell count, big spleen, etc. And if you don't treat them well, or if the patients don't respond to treatment, the disease progresses, and eventually it's a cancer. So patients die of these leukemia, unfortunately.
How is it treated, and what is the prognosis, Dr. Cortez?
The treatment nowadays has changed dramatically. We don't use chemotherapy here. We use a category of drugs that are called tyrosine kinase inhibitors. These are drugs that specifically block that abnormal function that comes from the Philadelphia chromosome. And we have a number of these drugs. They work well for many patients. But we've gone from a first generation to a second generation because we've learned that as patients are treated, many of them, unfortunately, the cancer learns how to survive and makes a little change so that these drugs don't work anymore. So many patients do very well with the first treatment, but many have to move to a second and then to a third treatment, and that's where these where we need, you know, new therapies, because a significant number of patients, you know, two or three prior therapies don't work well. So we're fortunate that to have good treatment options for those scenarios as well as for the initial therapy for CML.
Tell us more about this approval and why it is significant for patients living with CML.
So this approval is for a drug called Asciminib or Scemblix, and it is important because a significant number of patients have no good response to two or three prior therapies, and we had a kind of a bit of a void there. This drug works, it's again a tyrosine kinase inhibitor, but it works through a completely different mechanism. So when the cancer cells have learned to defend themselves from, you know, looking on to the right side, you know, you they have the blind spot, and you come and block them on these different plates. So it's shown in these studies to work well in a majority of patients that where two or three prior therapies have not worked, to be so far, you know, have been well tolerated. So it fills that that gap that we had for those patients where all the therapies have not worked.
Well, we've been talking with Dr. Jorge Cortez, the director of Georgia Cancer Center. Dr. Cortez, where can the people go for more information?
There is a very good website for patients and physicians at Scemblix.com or Scemblix.com. And, of course, Leukemia Lymphoma Society, American Cancer Society, others have good information about CML and their treatment.
Well, thank you for being with us. Appreciate the time. You take care.
Well, as we pick up on the latest news here from Gary Bauer, you know, we're so thankful for Gary and American Values. By the way, if you're looking for an end-of-year donation, one of the few groups I recommend that you go to American Values. Support the cause there because of, you know, the things that we believe in, you know, conservatism and faith. Gary has been a champion for these efforts for a long time. He writes in his column last night, The End of Day, report, the left's culture of crime. I mean, you look at what's going on here, you know, with these smash and grabs and where this is going on. And as we discussed with one expert, and I think he was taken a little bit back and maybe just didn't realize, but when you consider where most of these smash and grab incidents are taking place, where lawlessness somehow as being the accepted order of the day, it seems to be more in these predominant Democratic-controlled, you know, cities, which is kind of ironic because what you're hearing, you know, from, you know, people of color and other minorities is their communities are the ones that are getting pulverized, and they're the ones that, you know, stood up and started screaming, you know, do not take away the police. But of course, the left didn't want to hear this. The mainstream media didn't want to, you know, support, you know, a ground floor, groundswell response to eliminating and defunding police. You know, these people knew firsthand, I say these people that lived in these communities, what was going to happen, just like the same thing that's going on with immigration. It is minorities. It is the Hispanic community that's seeing their local communities that are getting, you know, flooded with people who are not interested in assimilating into America and making it better. You know, they're here to take because they've been told, look, come here, you're going to, you know, get free education, you know, you're going to get free handouts, all this free stuff that's going on, which is antithetical to, you know, the proper execution of immigration policies. And when you look back and what we have done traditionally when we've honored immigration and immigrants, it goes well for all concerned. But now that's all being, you know, thrown out the door, you know, under this current administration. And here we've got, what, 1.7? Well, probably by the end of the year, the calendar year, we'll end up with probably about 2 million immigrants illegally who have broken the law, have come into our country. So if you break the law going into the country, logic would beg the question, you know, what are the chances that you are going to honor the laws once you're in here? And what we're seeing time and again, you know, Maria Espinosa, you know, has reported on this, you know, throughout the year. And this is why we have families who are, you know, celebrating holidays without loved ones because they've broken the law. And we find out in many cases it's not the first time. These are multiple offenders that are allowed to stay in the country. And you go, what is going on here? But clearly, this government that we have right now, this government that is in charge, could care less. I mean, Mayorkas, here he is. This is his responsibility, along with the vice president. And you ask them real numbers. You know, how many people? Why? You know, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? This is your job. You need to know how many people, where they're going, if they, in fact, have been COVID tested. I mean, you have mandates on the American people that you, of course, have been rejected again by more judges, and hopefully this is the last one. But meanwhile, you've got businesses who are continuing, you know, and putting pressure and holding to some of these mandates, and they're losing qualified employees in process. And this will be, you know, sadly and unfortunately, this will be figured out down the road. But meanwhile, the damage has been done. You know, what are these people supposed to do right now for Christmas 2021 without a job? Or a prospect of a job. I mean, some are realizing, hey, look, I can no longer live in New York. I can no longer live in these areas where they're mandating and doing these draconian vaccine mandates. And so I've got to go find another place to live, and I've got to find another place to live, got to find a job, upend my family, and do all this lickety split. I mean, think about what they're faced with here. It's unconscionable. And then somewhere down the road, the Supreme Court will come in and say, okay, everything they did was illegal, and so what are they going to do? Who are they going to sue? They're going to sue the government? That means they're going to sue us, we the people, who said this was idiocy to begin with, but we're going to have to pay the freight for this, you know, these bad decisions by this elite ruling class. But again, we're reminded, in the words of Barack Obama, you know, elections have consequences, ladies and gentlemen. We have the very government that we've wanted and cried out to. Okay, so now you got it. And man, they're sticking it to us big time. And, you know, maybe there's going to be enough grief here that people will vote for real change, and not only vote, but they'll stay activated to such a degree to make sure that those that they elect and send to Congress will actually do what they said.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got the Crown Financial Ministries CEO, Chuck Bentley, the one and only, with us to talk about the vax mandate and how it could be affecting your finances. Chuck, good to have you back with us. How you been?
I'm doing well, Bill. It's always good to be with you. You're the actual one and only, not me.
That's too kind of you, really. But I'll tell you, your legacy is well-deserved. And whenever I get around your brilliance, I'm blessed. And I know our audience will be as well, because we're talking about some practical issues here. I mean, there's a lot of pain here in River City. You know, I'm amazed that we had something like over 4 million people leave their jobs voluntarily in this past month. And you go, wait a minute, we're at a time, gas prices, you know, going up, inflation is going up, and 4 million people leave the job and go, where are they going? How are they going to afford, you know, Thanksgiving dinner that was supposed to, you know, according to the president, cost us 16 cents less? I think that 16 cents has left the building a long time ago, because we know reality. But, you know, these things are real, and the effect of these vax mandates that are having on everyday citizens, Chuck, there's a lot of pain here.
Well, that number of people leaving the workforce, I actually drilled down on that, Bill, and studied a little closer. Part of it is the largest exit of females in the workplace since the 60s.
Wow.
Women are going back home largely due to complexities created by COVID. It has just been too difficult for them to maintain a job and childcare, and with all of the challenges and the fact that they felt like they weren't making much headway, many females decided no more. They're just going to stay home. And then secondly, seniors decided that they were close to retirement. Maybe they were boomers like me, and they said, you know, this is a good time to exit. So Goldman Sachs said they don't think that about 60% of those people will ever come back to the workforce. So this labor shortage is going to go on for a while. And it seems like because of that, it's a really bad time to add to the misery by this vaccine mandate, where now you're seeing people who are standing up for their conscience on the decision that they believe they should have the liberty to make, losing their jobs. I'm having people contact me who are federal contractors, some airline pilots, people in the military. And then if you're in a private industry that employs more than 100 people, you're subject to this mandate. And they're really struggling with what to do next. And I've been trying to give them wise financial counsel.
Chuck, at the base of all this, it's so disheartening that they're using, I say they're, these forces and I would say even demonic forces that are pitting us against one another over this vaccine when there's so many questions still that really, by definition, the experts tell me, really isn't a true vaccine by definition. It's, typical of what oppressive governments will do, and that is they will rewrite the definition of words and purposes and lead us down the yellow brick road of deception. And this is also problematic in this war on this pandemic, is that we've been so deceived.
Well, the enemy's trying to divide us on every issue today. And many people are falling for this we versus they construct. It's sort of a tribalistic view of the world as opposed to seeing one another as people created in God's image. I know people on both sides of this issue who are very bright, godly people. Some have chosen to be vaccinated, and we shouldn't throw eggs at them for that decision that they had the freedom to make. Nor should we throw people under the bus and cancel them because they've made a different decision according to their conscience. And I think that especially in the body of Christ, we should stop judging one another over this issue and talk and understand. There is evidence to support that there the cases where the vaccine seems to be helpful and cases where it doesn't seem to be helpful. And I'm not an expert on the science or the medicine behind it, but I am an expert on helping people with the financial ramifications of this mandate. That's what people have been writing me about, Bill.
Exactly. So how do we prepare, Chuck, to possibly lose our job in light of COVID? What should we be doing?
Well, I think the first line of defense is to appeal to your employer to ask it to work remotely. The mandate says that companies should make reasonable accommodations for any employee who objects to the vaccine. So working remotely in today's world should be a good option, or to agree to get tested weekly. Now, that's an onerous obligation that you would submit yourself to, but it may be a way to protect your job. And I always ask people if they've taken those two steps. And certainly, if they have, and there has not been a reasonable accommodation, then possibly they're being wrongly terminated. And then, of course, people are trying to seek a religious exemption. Some cases that is not working very well. I've had a number of people show me the letters they've written that have just been rejected outright. And I think there's other more successful options, and that's to appeal to your employer on the basis of voluntary consent, the freedom of choice that God gave us the right to have a freedom to make a decision to determine the outcome of our own health. Yeah. And there are people that have been successful appealing to their employer on this basis.
And the thing is that the testing that they have available now, Chuck, I think it's like for $23 you can get at CVS or Walgreens, and that gives you two tests per package. And so, you know, it's not impossible if that's one of the considerations that will give your employer some peace of mind. Again, the employer doesn't want to lose you either. I mean, you're an asset. And what's happening with some people is they're moving out of companies that want to force the mandate. But I believe it's at the expense of some quality people. And the cream always rises. In my experience, Chuck, it always finds a place to land and will do very well. And, as I often tell people, I've become a but God Christian, and people go, but God, what do you mean? And I say, well, whenever, travail happens and it seems like there's no out, you always have but God. But God comes in and finds a better way and shows us a better way in this process. So, we will remain hopeful and trust the hand of God
that COVID is not surprising God. God knows what's going on, and we need to be open, you know, for the possibilities of God's hand and in movement in our lives, maybe for a better opportunity. Because, you know, as you mentioned, you know, it's such a large number, and I had not heard that number before of women being a big part of that 4 million plus people leaving. You know, women are so creative. I mean, and in this gig economy that we have available, watch a surprising amount of new businesses that come out as a result of women working from their homes.
Oh, I think that's a great insight, Bill. And I totally agree with you that he is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. Mm-hmm. The government is not our provider. And federal contractors are not our provider. And airlines are not our provider. God is our provider. And I've counseled with some of these couples who are just really suffering because they feel rejected. They feel like they somehow failed their family for standing up for their own decision on conscience, whether or not to be vaccinated. And yet I've also seen God provide. And as you pointed out, this is an opportunity to trust God. This is when his principles come into play, because that's when they're needed most, when something is really on the line. And I have seen God provide for people to actually lead them to something better than what they're being terminated from.
Well, God says he's looking for people of faith. And this is a time for us, you know, for our faith to be tested. And I can appreciate it, because when you're in the squeeze and it's you and God and you're at the end, you know, the last part of the branch on that tree and it's bending, we've all been there. And we all have testimonies of what happens and how God delivers us. And maybe we just need to be reminded that he's been there, just as you said, as Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides, that he's been there time and time again. And I got to tell you, Chuck, I'm hearing some great stories like this, just like what you just shared with us. And I think more yet to come as we exercise our faith, because we're told it is our faith that pleases God, isn't it?
No doubt about that. And I like to say, a pastor friend of mine once said that everybody wants to experience a miracle. They want to feel the supernatural power of God move in their lives. They just don't want to be in a position to need a miracle. And so what happens to us in this situation is we need God and we need his faithfulness. And no matter what happens in your employment, you're never separated from the faithfulness of God. He guides us through storms. He takes care of our needs. He understands them better than our employer does. And I've actually seen the testing of faith bond families together. They become closer as they recognize that they're in desperate need of God and his provision. And it's really been a beautiful thing to walk through with some of these families.
I'll tell you, I love this time of year. It's a time of thankfulness and gratitude that leads us into the perfect gift that God gave us over 2,000 years ago to secure and seal our redemption and salvation. And there's so much to be thankful for. Well, Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries, your blog, where can they go to get more information, Chuck?
Crown.org. Ask Chuck. I wrote an article called I May Lose My Job Over the Vax Mandate. People can find my advice there and many other articles that I write each week.
Well, Chuck, God bless you. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas.
And same to you, Bill. Always appreciate being with you.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of